He's a friend of the show, he's a friend of the racing game, and you can catch him as well on News Central some of the time. Neil Breen from Channel 9 joins us. Morning, Breeny.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Very good, mate. Before we get to the nitty and gritty, did you spend up last week on the Gold Coast at the Magic Millions?
Dave, last weekend I didn't spend, I sold.
You were sold, so you've collected.
I sold. Yeah, I collected. I collected. I owned 20% of a Deep Field Colt that was lot 600. And it sold for $200,000 to Upper Bloodstock from Hong Kong. And the underbidder was Alan Bell, the famous owner of Graff.
Yep.
So we got a bit of money. And I was there sitting in the stand at the Magic Millions with my wife and kids. And they'd spent the money before we left the stand.
Very
We're going
good.
To Italy and there's all sorts of plans going on. So the chances of me spending $150 the next day on something was zero.
Very good, mate. Very good. You wrote an article which we all read. And look, it is in relation to our summer of cricket. I'll start from the start. It's weird not having the cricket on Channel 9 to start with. But this whole gap now and the fact that we're pandering in a way, well, we are pandering to India. Does it concern you?
Oh, it concerns me a little bit because, but I think we have to understand the rhythm of the Australian summer has probably changed forever. You know, that rhythm that came in post-World Series cricket where we had tests and then we had a triangular one-day series, that's gone forever and has been split up. But to think that Australia would play in the New Year's test against New Zealand and then the Australian men's team wouldn't play at home again until the first round of the NRL is just mind-boggling. So from early January to March 13, the Australian men's team doesn't play here. And it's all because of the power of India. And it's also our desire to have India here. So we played a test series against India last summer. They're such valuable at the box office, not just for crowds, but for television money that comes out of India because there's more than a billion of them and that the television rights for Indian matches are so high that we want them to come again next summer for four tests. So India was able to turn around and say, by the way, those three one-day internationals you owe us for us playing at your place a couple of years ago, we want to call in that debt and have it in early January. So Australia had no choice. Cricket Australia had no choice but to get the team to go there in early January. And that the reason was India's going to New Zealand later this month. So then while India goes to New Zealand and plays about five T20s, three ODIs and two tests, that means Australia's going to go to South Africa and play a few matches. Mm. That's why New Zealand can't come back here until March. So that's why this whole thing's happened.
Breen, in terms of governing bodies, how much more powerful are the BCCI set against the rest of the world?
They just completely dominate world cricket. And it's because money talks. And, you know, Cricket Australia has its charter and everything like that and post Cape Town and its ethics and its things for the game. But really, at the end of the day, cricket comes down to money because without money in cricket, you've got nothing. Because India has so much. Just look at the Premier League in India and how much our players can earn for 6 weeks' worth of playing over there. The cricket authorities around the world are powerless to stop the Indian Premier League. There's even a six-week gap in the world cricketing window to allow players to go there and play in it. And India just rules the show. Whatever India says goes. And if you get in a blue with India and India says, you know what, Australia, we're not going to come down and play there. We'll just go and play against England or someone like that, then you're the ones that'll lose out. And Sourav Ganguly has just taken over as the boss of cricket in India, which is a big job for him, the former player. Sourav Ganguly played in the Tendulkar era. He was the left-handed batsman. Cricket Australia are going to meet with him over the next week or so in India and obviously get a better relationship with him. But they're all powerful, India, and the result is Australia won't be here. So we're stuck with the Big Bash, but good news for Australian cricket fans is we'll get to watch the women in the T20 World Cup and they'll just get clean air.
Yeah.
Mm. They'll get clean air in February to play that women's T20 World Cup.
And Breeny, what are your thoughts on the scheduling in terms of we've got three one-dayers at home in March, but they're conflicting with some blockbusters in the NRL?
Yeah. Oh, Jamie, that is such a shame. And that comes about because of this Indian tour to New Zealand. See, but New Zealand can turn around Australia and say, hey, look, we're sorry, Australia, but we can't accommodate those one-dayers over in Australia until New Zealand leave here because until India leave New Zealand because India playing against New Zealand in New Zealand is worth so much money to us that we can't knock them back. So it's another result of Cricket Australia scheduling being knocked around by India. But to think that we're going to have Australia play New Zealand in one dayers on the first Friday night of the NRL, the first Sunday arb of the NRL, and the second Friday night of the NRL is just baffling. And I'm not so disappointed Australia's gone to India to play these three matches this week. I think we had to go. I think to get India here next summer, we had to go. But to play New Zealand in one day is when the NRL's on. I know what I'll be watching.
Yeah, I think you won't be alone, considering the summer that's just been served up. Away from the millions and obviously the cricket, Latrell Mitchell, mate, it looks like today is the day. It's all official and then we all just get on with it.
Yeah, and look, I've really enjoyed a lot of the reporting of this over the last 3 weeks, particularly from Andrew Webster from the Herald. I've really followed what he's done and I've sort of found out my own things. I'm glad it'll be sorted. I find it very odd that we've ended up in this situation where Latrell's going to play for less money this year than he was going to get at the Roosters in his upgraded contract. I don't think we've got the full story out of the Roosters about why things fell apart there. Was it just the fact, Dave, that he went and had a meeting with Canterbury during the final series? Was he restless? But I think all the fans of your show, I hear them ring in all the time. Oh, the salary cap's sombrero at the Roosters, right? I think this episode has shown us how the Roosters do it. There's two ways at the Roosters way or the highway. Mm. And you'll play there, and you're pretty much all the players there play on less money because they're coming into a system where they can win premierships. It's beautifully run. It's got a magnificent coach. It's got a strong owner, benefactor in Nick Politis, and it's all sort of together. But if you step outside the box and you want more money than they're prepared to give you, you're gone. And I think the club used Latrell as an example to all players, current and future, that it's the Roosters' way or the highway.
Brenny, before we let you go, we've been talking up all morning the Shane Warne v Ricky Ponting charity match for the Bushfire Appeal that'll run the same day as the Big Bash final. You're a selector. You can pick one ex-international, Brenny, to come down and play. Who do you take? Recently retired, they've got to be ready to go. Who's your man or woman?
I'm taking a celebrity because Brett Lee's playing, isn't he?
Oh, do you want Binger? You can take Binger.
No, I think he's playing. I want Piers Morgan to come down. I'm thinking about him again.
You know what, Brenny? You're now my hero for the day for giving that shout.
Jeez, oh, that's famous vision, isn't it? Because Binger doesn't hold back.
You get a lot of publicity in the UK for it. You get a lot of donations.
Good shout.
You certainly
Great
would.
Great shout.
Mate, thanks very much for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you this year. And well done, too, mate, with the deep field, even though all the coin's already spent, and you can reinvest.
At least I've got the coin to spend, though, Dave. It was a lean year last year.
Exactly, mate. Exactly. All right.
See you later.
Neil Breen from Channel 9, Hart Thoroughbreds, a man of many hats. You can catch him as well on Sky Thoroughbred Central on News Central with Richard Freeman and Raymond Thomas.